Aber ja, Simo.
It's such a good Wort that takes us through the winter's month. It really does. This Wort is a classical Wort. Because it says that last week's parasha, when Noach, after the Mabul, was lying undressed, so the three children had their involvement. We had Chom having his involvement, and he had Shem and Yefes that took a blanket, a cover, and covered their father. And b'schus that, what happened b'schus that pa'ula that Shem and Yefes did? What z'chus did they have? Shem had the z'chus of tzitzis, that everyone against Klal Yisrael, every man throughout all generations would be mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis. And whereas Yefes had the z'chus that his children goyig to certain specific people, then they were zeicha to kavura because their grandfather had covered Noach, so therefore they were zeicha to kavura. Just as a one-off to a few people, a kavura is not a mitzvah days; it's a mitzvah deraisa to bury. But it was only to a specific people and to a specific generation. So how do you compare Shem and Yefes? It's not fair. Why is Shem getting so much reward that all the children should be zeicha to the mitzvah tzitzis, and Yefes is only zeicha to kavura? So they say, what does Rashi say? Rashi ready to ask that kasha. And Rashi says, Rashi points out, it says, Vayikach Shem and Shem v'yefes. Vayikach Shem v'yefes, Shem and Yefes took. Why does it say Vayikach in Loshon singular? It should say Vayikhu. So Rashi says, Vayikach Shem v'yefes. Rashi says it should say really Vayikhu. Says Rashi, limit, it teaches us that Shem, really, he was the one running the show. It was his, he had enthusiasm. Al Shem Shunis Amet B'mitzvah Yoisei Miyefes. Because Shem had more enthusiasm in the mitzvah of covering their father, more than Yefes, Lekach Zachu Bonav L'talis Shal Tzitzis. That's why their children were Zeichat Tzitzis. When you compare Shem's merit and the merit of Yefes, the chalk and cheese. Because Shem was Nis'amas Yoitzah B'mitzvah. There's nothing more than this that you can take throughout a winter's month. It comes, it's very cold, it's tiring, it's hard to see, whatever. Sometimes it's a bit difficult. And the difference, you see, they both did the same pa'ula of covering their father, but because Shem was Nis'amas B'mitzvah Yoitzah, he got up with a gashmak, he did it with a gashmak, that's why he was zeicha to a whole different currency of schar. It's chalk and cheese. To be zeicha to kavura as a one-off, and to be zeicha to mitzvah tzitzis as all generations is mamash no shaykes to each other. And Rashi's must be because of Nistamis. And we say Stamazoi, these parishes, yeah, are nish stam. They're not stam parishes. From this week's parasha Lech Lecha, are parishes where we start discussing and seeing the Avos HaKadoshim. And you shall know Rabbi Victor Miller, Zecharin of Rocha, which we see much about in the papers everywhere. We see he had a Rebbe, and his Rebbe was his Rosh Hashiva called Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher. He was Rosh Hashiva in Slabodka. And Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher made a kuntras. He made the Sefer, which if I let you guess from now till tomorrow Shacharis, you'll never guess what the Sefer is called. Do you know what it's called? He made the Sefer, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher made a Sefer called Avraham Avinu. It's a small kuntras, more typical him. Avraham Avinu, right? A small kuntras. And there he's mazbe so beautifully. What we have to be looking at, on the lookout, because don't forget, these parishes are really the yisod of our munah. We say every tefillah we start with Lekei Avraham, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov. The more shaykhs that we understand these people, then the more it'll mean to us, really. And the basic, what he's got a kuntras about it, but the point that I looked at from the kuntras that I like is that he just reminds you that, take into account, when was the first time? We always think Avraham Avinu must have had a chat with Hashem from day one. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Hikeh as Boyri from the age of 3 years old. When was the first time that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke with Avraham Avinu? How old was Avraham Avinu when he had the zechus to have the first Hiskala? When was it? This week's parasha. How old was he? He was 75. He was 75 years old. Yitzchak was 70. 75 also. 75. Yaakov was 77. What would they do? Well, let me ask you. What was Avraham Avinu doing from the age of 3 when he was Makkeh Boyoi, all the way till he actually got the first chat, so to speak, with Hashem? Right? What was going on? Sorry? So everyone else was Ov David Azara, but he kept strong. But it's interesting, we don't see anything from the last parasha. You don't see anything what happened till the age of 75 when Hashem tells him, get up and go. We don't hear anything. It's just interesting. And the Mesilas Yesharim, he writes something really interesting. He writes something fascinating, because we all know that Tana Dvei Eliyahu writes that a person's mechuyev to say, Mosa Yagio Masa Lemaisa Avoisai, when will my deeds be similar, to be on track with the deeds of my forefathers? That's what Tana Dvei Eliyahu writes. And Mesilas Yesharim, he says, I've got one etzer for a person. He says, most people, all day long, most of their lives, they're busy making cheshbonos. Is it worth doing this? Is it worth doing that? Right? Rosh knows Yomov, Oymed Lachshu cheshbonos asokov, whether it's in his business, whether it's where he should live, what car, right? V'lomo lo yosim alavovoy, afile de shor achas, to this machshava alone. And he says that he believes that this thought, if a person will do this every day, he's expecting every day, so at least over here, once a year, he says, this is the trufa, this is the spiritual medication, hayoisa gadola, that a person can ever do. It's a small thing, and opolosa gadola, that should think, ma oso harishonim avasa olam, that Hashem really liked them so much. Ma oso Moshe Rabbeinu olam Hashem. He gives a ganz zach, that a person should try and tune into what happened there. And the Maisa, the first thing that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher brings out, is to say, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all Nevi'im. And the Rambam explains what a Novi is. It's a shame, it really is. It's a masterpiece to read that Rambam to explain what a Novi is. A Novi has to work on himself for years to be Purish Minyani Olam Hazeh, and Agantzalach. And after he does all that, Agantzal list of Rishima, what the Rambam says, then he'll be Zeichot to Gilei Hashem. And then he'll be Zeichot to chat with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, right? So it's just a Yadiyah that all these 75 years that we don't see anything happened in the Pasuk, really that's when Avraham Avinu was sticking strong with his Amunah, and he was being strong against all the other Avodah Zarah to get to the level of the Nevuah. That's the starting point of Avraham Avinu. Okay, so Ayin Sham, it's a Geshmak Kuntra, as you'll see, it's a very Geshmak Kuntra.
Why
doesn't it tell us that? It's interesting. Yeah, Chalami, it's very hard to see this in the Pesukim. It's very hard to, really, it's difficult. That's why, really, to learn Chumash Rashi in these parishes is a grace of Maila. The Chofetz Chaim writes that it's a mitzvah, especially in this Tukufa, to go through Chumash Rashi, especially in Bereishis. It's Mechazik de Amunah, it's Yadua. It's, many Mashkichim have mentioned this recently, that Chofetz Chaim, B'Soif Yomov, he opened up a Chumash Bereishis. It was random. It was in the middle of Bamidbar. He opened up a Chumash Bereishis. He started learning Bereishis. And they asked him, what's going on? Why are you learning Chumash Pashas Bereishis? We're not up to Bereishis. Are you still catching up from Shleim Mikra? Where are you up to? So he said, because as time goes on, the Amuna becomes Nisrashless. That's what happens. You have to keep on climbing. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, I feel that now I want to keep on at it. And therefore, he went to, again, the Pasha Bereishis to get through... get through the Yesodus Amunah, and that's Taka, every single Pasuk lies in it, many, many Yesodus, which you'll see all over, how our Ovas HaKadoshim HaTzak Kefir. Boys, getting back to what we were discussing, we finished off. We looked at a few of Inyonim and Hilchos Stocker, and it was very geshmak, but there's a lot more to discuss, but I think it gets very, very protestant. Each case is different, and it's going to end up just talking about terms as opposed to more specific cases. I'm very happy with what we discussed in the past. When you get to the actual mitzvah of stocker, there's an interesting Rabbi Natam writes this, Rabbi Natam, on Alat Tosus, right? Sefer Yosha, he writes, it's a Santa Loshan, he says, stocker tatsi mimoves, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to send a present to his chassidim, to his people that he likes, kesheyir tzahabir l'shloach mincha, a present l'chassidov, to his chassidim, yazbin loy oni al shar beisoy. He will arrange and he will prepare an oni, a poor person, to come knocking at his door. When you hear knock at the door, Zot Rabbi Natam, that when Hashem wishes to send a present to a person, he will send an oni to knock at his door. Again, so all these things are just, there's no way forward. The person just has to be, find inspiration, and surely can he say the same thing? I don't know. Maybe in those days, the Taka didn't have, it's not so, as we discussed last week, it wasn't so clear. By Tefillah, you start off with a Patur. Ha'isab mitzvah, potam and mitzvah. We have to explain why you can get away with it, as we discussed last week. With Torah, you start off with a Chiyav, because you don't apply the concept, ha'isab mitzvah, by Torah. That was a sugi we discussed last week. Look, Baruch Hashem, we discussed the Indian of Stocker. And I think we've got a very exciting topic this week. I think it's very, very geschmack. It covers so many topics. It's really basically taking all inyone halacha and pointing out the inyone when you stand up. I tell you what, really, there's some things, there's some mitzvahs that the mitzvahs have to be done standing up. Then you have some tefillahs, where the tefillahs or brachas have to be standing up, have to be said standing up. And then you have, thirdly, mitzvahs, which the very mitzvah is to stand up. Standing up for a chacham, standing up as we'll see, many different cases, a parent, all these things where the actual mitzvah is standing up. But let's first start off with the mitzvahs that a person does standing up, and tefillahs that a person does standing up. That taka reminds me, Kiddush Levana, it's interesting. There's only two, really, a Birchas HaShvach. This is a big shaila. When a person has to say Birchas HaShvach, a person has to say Asher Yotzah. Can he sit down while saying a Birchas HaShvach? A Birchas HaShvach is a brocha, it's not like a Birchas HaShvach is it's just a thanking to Hashem. It's not a hidor. It's a recognition and to show that Ribbon Shem what the Ribbon Shem has made. So it's Birchas HaShvach. Can a person say Birchas HaShvach sitting down? You have Asher Yotzah, can he say sitting down? So the Maisa, Roiv HaPoskim Nemon, that you can say it sitting down. There's two exceptions when it's a Birchas HaShvach and you have to stand up. What are they? So Reb Chaim hinted to them. Kiddush Levona. Kiddush Levona is really a Birchas HaShvach, but we have to say it Me'umad. We say, and actually, it's one of the things we say in Kiddush Levona, Hilkach Tzorech Lememor Me'umad, you have to say it standing up, because it's Kabbalas HaShchina. It's something more than Birchas HaShvach. It is a Birchas HaShvach, but it also involves the Kabbalas HaShchina, and therefore has to be done standing up. There's one other brocha that has to be done standing up, interesting one, I don't know if you ever think of it, is Birchas HaGoymo. HaGoymo is a Birchas HaShvach, but because you're thanking Hashem, that has to be done standing up. Those two brochas have to be done standing up. That's a very interesting halacha. But Be'etzim, all other Birchas HaShvach, can be said sitting down. So already, on the way, right? A person comes to shul, and he's got Birchas HaShaykh HaShom, and he says this one, on the Tilis Yedoyim, which is really a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Birchas HaMitzvahs could also be done sitting down, so that's also okay to be sitting down. Asher Yotzah could be sitting down, and the Kaddish Sham is also Birchas HaShvach. And now we come to the Shaila of Birchas HaTorah. Do you need to stand up for Birchas HaTorah, or could you say it sitting down? What would your initial thought be? Usually standing up. Okay, and can you throw a thought at me why maybe actually you should stand up? Actually, it should be similar to why? Because some want to say because the Torah was given when not everyone was standing up with the Zach Chishuk, so actually we should also stand up. Lemay says that's Mufrach Hashtikl because. Oh, now that is said regarding standing up for Talmud Chacham, that if already we stand up for Sefer Torah, then Kosh can we stand up for a person who learns. And I can't start all the way around, but the Maisa, for Birchas HaTorah, to me, the Brocha on the Torah, the Pasha says you can sit down. There's no reason why a person should have to stand up. The Pasha says you can sit down. Just an interesting Raya, Ladova, although you can be Matcha, but interesting Raya. What's that Locha? It's a very unique Locha. If a person is in the middle of Chvis, Birchas Krishma, he's in the middle of Kodesh, and he remembers that he forgot to say Birchas HaTorah. He didn't say it. It's an interesting halacha. What should he do now? He's up to Chvis Yotza Ma'iris. Now what should he do? He can't say Birchas HaTorah in the middle, so says the Shulchan Aruch and Simi Mem Zayin, he can be mechaven ba'avar avorabo, that the avorabo should act for him as a Birchas HaTorah. As he stays in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch advises that after Tefillah, say a Mishnah, say something, just in case Krishna is not considered Torah, because you're using it for your Tefillah, using it for your Mitzvah, so he advises at the end you should taka, say a shtickle, maybe Eile Devarim Sheilem Shia, but the Shulchan Aruch Shem Mefosh, no one's chaylik on it, the Avar Rabba can be used as your Birchas HaTorah. You don't have to say it again. Azishin Shulchan Aruch. If you're ready, up to there, right? Azishin Shulchan Aruch, no one argues with that. Hang on a second, usually Birchas HaShacha, usually Birchas Krishma, it says sitting down. So it's in Meduik, right, in the Rosh. Yeah, it says sitting down. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you should stand up for that, right? No one mentions anything that you should stand up. Interesting, Remez Ledova, that there's no Akpada to say Faket, you should know the Belzer Rebbe. He used to have Akpada Dafka to say it sitting down. You find, because it gives more kavana. You find when you get to Birchas HaMazon, Vosh state in Gemara, the Gemara says you have to say it sitting down. It's actually a Mishnah, basically. Birchas HaMazon has to be said sitting down. Tosfos says something very interesting, which he says, it's merumas in the Pasuk. Shteva ochalta v'savata. V'savata is words, with a play of words, is shev, ace. Sav, Ata, yeah, with the mere imagination, Tosa says, Tosa says on the page, he says, Tosa says, Remez l'dava is that v'savata shev eis, it's the time to sit. When you middle of v'chzamozen, it's Tosa, right? It's Tosa. Tosa says v'savata is a time to sit. So lemaisa, and what's the reason why we sit down during Birchas Hamazon? Say the Rishonim, because the person has mukavon when he's sitting down. Therefore, the bells are rebbe, the stacker mak, but dafka to say sitting down. So akaponim, there's no a person who says he's sitting down has not even been makel on anything. It's possible that you can say sitting down. That's taka tungish taka. To say there's a special aloha that should be done sitting down, and even ala mechia. This is a very hard one. This is taka. This we discussed in the past already. Ala mechia is a hard one. It comes to kiddush, maybe now it's less relevant. But now when a person's got a kiddush and a person really should really say ala mechia sitting down, that taka you'll see a lot of people sit down for ala mechia because really it's got the same aloha. That's what I'm saying. The early mud is chus about the ala mechia, but the ma'aser birchas hamazon certainly has to be done sitting down. Sorry? There's a special halacha, if possible. Obviously, if he's in that situation, after not. But if when a person's bechved atzibur, there's a din that should be done sitting. He's got a kasha. Why when a person gets an aliyah, why can he lechatchila sit down? Of that, because it's betzibur, we always find there's an Indian specially to stand up, specifically for because of kovad atzibur. That's taka why he's going to have to stand up. Then you have Birchas HaShacha. Again, it's Birchas HaShvach, which is no really real chiyuv to stand up at all. It's a very interesting thing that really it comes to after Birchas HaShacha. There's a very important halacha to make sure. Just agav moida ani in the morning. Is there anything dafka to say when you're sat up in bed, or you can say it lying down? No. Oh, you can say it lying down. You can say it Shacha Mecha. You can say, yeah, as a state person in Shulchan Achrav is mashma, even while you're lying, you should still say, you can say, Moedani, that's not a problem. It's just a very interesting halacha that for ladies, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that the way they should say Moedani lefanecha is Moedoh. You said this. Moedoh, because really, Moedeh is a Lashon Zohar. Moedeh Ani, Moedeh, yeah, in Yeris Yisrael, Moedeh. If you ask a lady says, I thank you, ah, Ani Modalach, Moedah, they say Moedoh. Yeah, moido is a lashon nekeva. So moido ani, if I can say a lady, they say moido ani. Yeah, interesting. Okay, again, the whole aim of moido ani is nishkan chiyuv. It's a toiv. If Mr. Brewer brings, it's a toiv. The gather of saying moido ani is, yeah, as Ruchaim said, the first word in the morning is saying wrong, right? Moido ani. The ma'isa, it's not a chiyuv to say. It's a toiv, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah as a gedder of toiv. It's a very good thing, it sets the tone of the whole day. And it's a very interesting halacha I want to say when it comes to Parshas HaTomid. Parshas HaTomid is underestimated. I think people think that, you know, everything before a Mizmashay is optional, and they're right. Kamat, everything is sort of optional, no real chiv to say all of that. It got grace in on by each and every of them. But Parshas HaTomid stands out. That's like a Kamat Shulchan Achrav holds the chiv to say. Just Parshas HaTomid, Tzavos Meir, just that one Parsha is a chiv to say, and the Magen Avraham says you should be said standing up. But there's a hitch to it which we're going to have to discuss tomorrow, Baruch, that Lemaisa, I don't believe there's a greater Indian to stand up even for Parshas HaTomid. The person's on the way driving a chweis, and the only time he's going to say Parshas HaTomid while he's driving, okay, Meken Danzain, each and every case while he's walking. But Lemaisa, to stand up, we're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. There's much more to discuss, Lemaisa. All my hope is that this week we'll be able to cram it all in. There's a lot to discuss in this, Hashem. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. You didn't mention what about Shemoneh?